our country. This is Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend. The Legend. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. A DLC media station. It's time for Red Hill Saluki football here on The Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO. Red Hill Saluki football brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraer Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, The 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Varner Service Center. Red Hill Saluki football all season long here on The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO.
Hello, Dog Nation. It's homecoming and week four going 3-0. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. Rob, it is a beautiful Saturday. One of the best game days we've seen so far.
Well, it's the first time in the four games that we played that there hasn't been a threat of rain. You know, we've had some rain or threats of rain, you know, the first three games. So, beautiful day. It's about 85, 86 degrees. Warm for a Saturday, September the 15th.
So far, great crowd showing up. People still filing in across the street over there. They got some tailgating going on. Big crowd over there earlier. I think I saw on Facebook they had all-you-can-eat catfish, and all you had to do was bring a side.
Well,
I was hoping I could get up here early enough to get some of that.
Yeah, but I didn't know what they're having, so I came up here about 11:30.
Yeah, unfortunately, I just wasn't able to make it over there. All right, today's pregame. Brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner, Illinois, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Rob, Paris, also an undefeated team, 3-0, beat Lawrenceville last week. I believe they shut them out. Right. Was it 63-0. And you can't really – Lawrenceville not having the greatest season so far. New coach, not a lot of numbers over there for – it's past couple years, not a lot of numbers. Yeah. But, I mean, you can't really judge off of that. Right. They haven't really seen much of a challenge.
Right.
As Red Hill, they saw their first challenge last week against Olney, going 8-7, defeating them off of a two-point conversion. And Paris is going to be their second biggest challenge. It's going to be probably a close game like it was last week, but different weather conditions, anything could happen.
Paris started with a 26-14 win over Newton. Then they defeated KZ Westfield, I believe it was something like 33-9. And then last week's win over the Indians. Red Hill beat Flora the first week in week two. In their home opener here, they defeated Robinson. And then last week on the road, as you said, that 8-7 squeaker against the Alney Tigers.
And looking at the Paris Tiger roster, they don't have too many returning varsity.
Seven seniors,
and it's kind of a toss-up. They probably have a little bit of experience in the roster, but it's going to be kind of tough to see what Coach
Jeremy Clodfelter.
Clodfelter has for Coach Billy Gray, and I haven't seen him play yet this year, but from what Coach Gray said, it's going to be tough.
It is.
Paris has been a very good up and coming football program the past few years, and they're starting to get in rhythm and get on a winning streak.
Especially for a school their size, they're the second largest school in the Little Illini. They're led by the running back Coy Landrum. He's a junior, 6'1", 175. Their quarterback is a senior, Caleb Gates, 6'1", 245.
And thinking about quarterbacks, that's just not something I would think.
No, you wouldn't think so, but
it's more of a lineman.
Yeah, build. I don't know what he played last year. Quarterback for the last couple of years, I think, had been Brody Spencer, but he graduated. And Paris went to the playoffs last year. They I think they finished 6-3 in the regular season, lost to Heron, I think, in the 4A playoffs. But that's the first playoff appearance they've had in several years. And Coach Clydefelder is getting them back on track, it looks like. And only seven seniors, it looks like they're trying to build, you know, building up for the next few years and see what happens there. Saluki's only have nine seniors, but most of them played last year.
And like we were saying, different weather playing conditions today. No rain in sight, not a cloud in the sky. We might see a little bit more out of Gavin Volkman, as we've been seeing. He's been running the ball a lot more, really driving into the dirt, getting big yardage whenever the Salukis have needed it. So we might see a little bit more out of him and Drew Moore today.
And I think you might see him open it up a little bit more, trying to get the passing going, whether it's down the field or to a back out of the backfield, you know, just to see if you get it to Drew Moore or something like that in a one-on-one situation where he would, you know, be able to pick up some yardage and things. But that's only completed two passes in all season. So somebody asked, who's your favorite? Who's the favorite receivers? Well, we don't know.
Not yet. We haven't seen too much out of the pass game yet. And as we near kickoff time, we got 9:45 left to go. We'll go ahead and send it back, and we'll hear a little bit from Coach Billy Gray. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
We listened when our community members said they needed an option for health care in the evenings and on the weekends. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the opening of the Convenient Care Clinic, located inside the Primary Care Clinic on Main Street. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Walk-in only. So if it is an evening or a weekend, you don't have to wait to get the care you need. Stop in the CRMH Convenient Care Clinic, now open.
Here with head coach Billy Gray. And coach, coming off an 8-7 win last week over Olney, wasn't too pretty, but I mean, you got the win, and it was you had some mistakes still, had some fumbles, couple interceptions, but really all came down to that 2-point conversion.
Yeah, a win is a win. We weren't pleased with the way we played offensively, but defensively, you know, we didn't allow any points, and the kids fought through. You know, things weren't going our way, and we had a lot of mistakes again. But like I said, in the end, we're 3-0 and happy to be there.
And this week, it doesn't look like any rain's in the forecast, so no rainwater should play a factor. The heat's starting to come back a little bit. That might have something to do. How are you keeping the kids hydrated?
You know, we give them plenty of water. They're allowed to have water throughout the day, but we are a little bit worried about the heat and the humidity coming back for the game. So just hoping we're in shape, and hopefully this is the last of the heat. We can get past this, and kids go out and play four quarters hard, and we'll see how it ends.
And up-and-coming running back for you guys, it's Volkman, I believe it is. He's been having quite a good start to the season.
Yeah, we moved him from the offensive line from last year, and we've always known he's capable, but in the past he best served us on the offensive line. So this year we gave him the chance, and he's doing a good job and learning to block from that position as well. Been a pleasant surprise, the breakaway speed he's had, and he's had a couple of big games for us, so we're looking for some more.
And Alan, how's he feeling in the quarterback position with getting comfortable throwing the ball, airing it out a little bit?
You know, it's something we've worked on, and I've told you this week after week. We work on it every week in practice, and we worked on it every day of practice this week. So he's getting better, but, you know, there's a lot of pressure on a sophomore quarterback, regardless of the great line he has in front of him. It's just decisions, and it's a step quicker than what he's used to. And the other problem is we've dropped the ball when he's hit the kids in the hands. So I don't blame him for our lack of passing game. Obviously, it falls on both the receiver and the quarterback, but we're working on it, and hopefully you'll see some improvement.
Paris, 3-0 team, another undefeated, coming at you here on homecoming. Coming off a 63-0 win over Lawrenceville, how do you feel competitive-wise against them?
You know, I know Coach Klodfelter's doing a great job up there, and I was fortunate enough. He helped coach an all-star game with me this summer and got to know him a little bit, and he's doing big things up there. But, you know, the scores aren't indicative because things can happen, and games are all different, and opponents play each other differently. So, but we've prepared all week, just like we have in the past. We think we know their offense. We know what they're going to try to do. Our defense has played really well all three of our games. So if we can get the ball and control the clock a little bit and not give it up this week, I think we'll be fine.
And going back to Alan, you guys have been optioning off a little bit more. Are we going to see that against the Parrots defense, or what are we going to see there?
Yeah, we hope to. I think I told you early on, we hope to continue to run that option and get better at it each week. It's something we feel like we're going to need once playoffs get here. But the option's really not as good if you can't pass the football. So we got to get both things going. It's kind of hand in hand. But we've been working on that each week as well. It's something he does well, and we try to play to his natural instincts.
And early in the game, you guys seem to be really hitting it hard and trying to run the board up a little bit more, and then in the second half, run the clock out.
Yeah, you know, it's situational. It depends on what's happening in the game and where momentum's at and what's working for us as of what we're going to do. But, you know, one thing's for sure, if you've got the ball and keep it out of the other team's hand, they can't score. So if we have to get into that and control the clock, we definitely will.
All right, that's head coach Billy Gray. Good luck tonight, coach.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where we are still awaiting both teams to return to the field. 4:20 left to go here in pregame. Rob, it's going to be a tough game. Maybe not as tough as last week, but only they had some mistakes too. But the Paris Tigers, very, very tough offensively.
They have been. They've scored quite a few points, against Newton. Now, the Newton game, they won, I think it was 26-14. I think it was, they were trailing maybe 7-6 in the fourth quarter, and they scored a touchdown, and then I think they had a interception, some a defensive touchdown or something, and kind of broke it open. But they defeated Casey pretty good. So, they're a team that likes to run the ball, but their quarterback can throw it too. And the defense, which has been playing well all year, especially last week against Holly, is going to have to be up to the top on it. So
they're really going to have to rush that line and really shut down their receivers, because their quarterback, he is a big boy.
Yes.
Like we said, 6'1", 245. He's not going to be afraid to get outside the pocket.
Probably
and run
not.
The ball. So
I don't know what kind of quickness he has, but, if they can keep him contained in there and force him to, scramble a little bit, maybe we can get to him and force him to make some bad throws.
Yeah, and they're really going to have to step up and try and stop him, get him outside of the pocket. Of course, Austin Phipps and
Phipps and Gagne. Benson.
All three of them really been getting good pressure on the ball and causing some fumbles and getting some really big losses, some good sacks back there in the backfield. Big key players there on the defense.
Yeah, that's – and the defensive secondary played well last week, and part of that was for the fact that the defensive line was keeping Ollie from getting anything going real good. So,
and
nice, a big crowd from Paris has come down. I think they've been anticipating this game since both teams have gotten off to a 3-0 start. Last year, Red Hill off to a 3-0 start. It wasn't homecoming, but it was a big game. They hosted Newton at 3-0, and Slookies won that ball game. Drew Moore actually twisted his ankle in the second quarter, missed 2.5 quarters of that game, but Landon Flokowski picked up 200 and some yards rushing. And that was the debut of the uniforms that the Salukis are wearing today. They've worn them twice. They ran them against Newton and against Pleasant Hill. They're gray jerseys and gray pants, blue numbers with a little bit of red around the sides. So the numbers are hard to read, but they wore those against Newton last year. That went over the Eagles. So maybe there'll be good fortune for them today in those uniforms.
So we apologize in advance if we get the wrong numbers. Yeah. It might take us a couple minutes just to even get the
well,
right.
Well, I can listen to Terry Andrews down in the PA if somebody's telling him. And we kind of know Lexman Drew Moore. Drew has white shoes on. So
at least we'll know somebody out of the bunch.
Well, it's not so bad when they're on the end or something like that, but when they go up the middle.
Hard telling.
Yes.
We got about a minute 15 left. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for one quick commercial and be right back with kickoff. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill Packaging. blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
You're listening to Saluki Football on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, as the Salukis rush the field. Fireworks going off.
Yeah, it's hard to see the sun tonight, but look out. You can't say ooh and ah so much because you can't really see them that well.
As the Ferris Tigers also took the field, it is going to be one heck of a game today.
Ferris, so
sunny and almost 90 degrees outside.
Ferris won the toss and elected to defer to the second half, so ready to have the ball to start.
Almost ideal football weather. I mean, being football weather, when I think of that, it's like a nice cool 68 degrees. You know?
Well, when I was in high school, this is about the time you started the season, middle of September, so.
Firework display still going off down there. I think they're going to be waiting for that to end as the referees are kind of eyeing it down there.
Well, when they do it at night with the smoke on it, it kind of clouds over the field a little bit.
Salukis are ready to receive the kickoff as we are awaiting the Ferris Tigers to come out on the field and the fireworks display to finish up. We thank those volunteers down there in the end zone.
There's a little, you can see where they're going off, automatically set off. I don't know how many they got in there, but they did.
Quite a display, it looks like.
One fizzle there.
Doesn't look like the referees are much impressed with that, though, either. We're waiting kickoff. Ferris Tigers coming out. Looks like it's going to be number... We can't see if that's 13 or 18 out there. 1 second. I believe that's number 18.
I think it's Garrett King, number 18. Garrett, I was watching King. It pregame, and it was like an extra point.
Fireworks are done. Referees are satisfied. It is kickoff time. Drew Moore and I believe that
Moore and Gaither.
Dan and Gaither back to receive the kickoff from Garrett King. Salukis are ready. Ferris Tigers are ready. Saluki fans are ready, and it is kickoff.
It looks like Drew's going to get it at about the 12-yard line.
He's going to return it up the left sideline. He's caught up in some traffic, finally brought down there at about the 25, so it gets about 10 yards out of the run. Saluki's going to take over at about the 26-yard line.
Got about 14 yards in the return, looks like.
So first and 10, ball on their own 26-yard line. I'd say Coach Gray, he said in the interview, probably going to stick to more of the run game. We haven't seen too many passes out of it.
I think he want to establish the running game.
So probably
see what they can do with it.
So it looks like we're going to start out in a tight wishbone formation. Three backs in the backfield. Allen under center. Ball snapped. Hands off to the third man through. I believe that's Drew Moore. Tripped up.
Got about five, it looks like.
Going to give him about 5 yards, so second five. Ball on the 31-yard line. Salukis, they've managed to control the clock the best they can the past three games, and this little yardage helps them out with that, too. And, I mean, it leads to little by little gets the first down.
Oh, they said Gannon Gaither was the carrier, okay.
And then it just leads to some breakaway runs. Tight bone formation again. Hands off to the third man through at the left side. Quickly stopped at the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a yard or two by a pack of Tigers there. Drew Moore on the carry, so he got about 2 yards out of that. So about third and three. Ball on the 33-yard line.
Yeah, third and three.
So look, he's slowly moving it. Nearing that midfield mark, you're going to keep to the bone formation. One man out to the left. Allen stays under center. Tigers switching up their defense real quick. Ball snapped. Allen's going to keep it. A little option play. He's going
to
keep
down
it up the right side.
By 7 to the 40.
Allen with the quarterback keeper on the option play. Picks up the first down. Salukis gets it out to the 40-yard line. 10:39 left to go here in the first quarter. Salukis slowly moving it, and Coach Gray said they were kind of running that option a little bit more. He said it's going to be a big part of their offense.
I think it's a move along. They did quite a bit against Robinson.
Tight bone formation, ball snap, hand to the second man through. He's still on his feet, carrying a couple Tigers before picking up 7 yards on the carry.
That was Drew again.
Drew Moore gets about seven. Looks like they're going to mark him about 7 yards.
So yeah.
Second and a long three. Ball on the 47-yard line.
Needs to get right at midfield for the first down.
Looks like they're going to stay bone formation. One man out to the right here. Freeman in the backfield, tight end to the left. Allen under center, snaps the ball, hands it to the first man through. He hits the hole hard, picks up a couple yards close to the first down.
I think he's going to be about a yard short. It was Volkman.
Volkman picks up his first couple yards of the game.
So a third down and one.
Looks like Jared Henry and Gaither are going to, or Josh Henry and Gaither, going to be the run men in there.
The runners for the play, bringing in the plays.
One man out to the right, Parker Havel to the right. Tight bone formation, out under center, snaps the ball, hands it off to third man through. That's Drew Moore. He gets about 5 yards and finally brought down by a pack of Tigers. It's about 5 yards.
Yeah, about another five.
Drew Moore gets him across midfield to about the 46-yard line in Tiger territory. Great crowd here for the Salukis. Everybody's still piling in. Come out and enjoy a beautiful Saturday game. It's homecoming for the Salukis. A little warm, but not too bad. Coach Gray going to stick with the bone formation. It's working so far, so going to keep with it. Allen snaps the ball, hands it off to the third man through. Slips up a little bit. Stuck at the line of scrimmage. Gaither gets maybe about a yard, it looks like.
Yeah, he was hit real quick there.
I believe that was number 7 on the tackle, Coy Landrum. Yeah. So going to bring up a 2nd and 9. Ball on the 45-yard line. Salukis, they like to control the clock a little bit. Ran out about 4 minutes here in the first quarter so far.
Yeah.
Tight bone formation. On under center. Ball snap. Going to quarterback option. He's going to keep it. He's going to run it up. Gets stuck there. Forward progress. He's going to get, looks like, about 7 yards out.
He's about the 37-yard line. It's going to be third and about 2, it looks like. Pick up about 6.
Tiger defense kind of picking up a little bit.
About a 7-yard pickup. That's the second time they've run the option.
Not quite. I think they were more anticipating that Drew Moore was going to be running the ball a little bit more. But so far, Drew's only touched the ball a couple of times.
I got him 3 carries so far out of 8.
Tight bone formation, ball snap. Quarterback's going to drop back. Allen looking, rolling out of the pocket, gets it away, tipped away. Intended receiver there was Drew Moore downfield. Pressure was on Allen. Falls incomplete, going to bring up 4th and 2.
I bet he goes for it here.
This early in the game, this close, I mean, you could punt and try and drive him back a little bit deeper,
but you've been able to pick up 2 and 3 yards a lot of times,
so he might spread it out a little bit and try and draw him out.
I'd stay in the bone this time and see what happens, but he might, you know, go to that double wing, but it's looks like push
bone formation.
4th and 2.
Saluki fans on their feet.
They drew him off, it looks like.
Drew him offside. It's going to be offside on the Tigers.
Looks like it.
Salukis are going to get that first down.
Yep.
First and 10 for the Salukis. Getting them on that double cadence, Coach Billy Gray.
Well, about the 32-yard line, 1st and 10.
So instead of the Salukis making the little mistake so far, it's the Paris Tigers. Spreading it out a little bit. Bone formation. One man out to the left. Allen under center. Snaps the ball. He's going to quarterback keeper out to the right side. Little pressure on. He breaks away. Picks up about 10 yards. Looks like he's going to get the 1st and 10. Maybe 11, it looks like.
They gave him the first down. He might give him a 10-yard pickup.
10 yards there by Drake Allen.
He's picked up 24 yards and three carries, 7, 7, and 10.
Allen, he's doing good so far. They tried to go to that pass a little bit there, but...
Well, I think with 3rd and 2, he figured if you don't get a sack or something like that, 4th and 2, we go for it. And then they got the penalty to get them the first down, so...
Tight bone formation. Ball snapped. Allen's going to hand it to third man through. That's Drew Moore. He's breaking up the left side a little bit. Picks up about 5 yards on the carry. About 7, maybe 8 yards.
Looks like he's at the 14, so about a 7-yard pickup.
2nd and 3. Ball on the 14-yard line. In the red zone now. Saluki slowly but surely making their way for that end zone, trying to put first points up on the board. About 5.5 off the clock here in the first quarter.
Almost half the first quarter, yeah.
Bone formation, Havel out to the right, Allen under center, ball snapped, hands it to the first man through. Oh, that's Volkman, I believe. Looks like he might have got the first down. See where they mark it.
I think they mark him at the 11-yard line.
Gave him the first down.
Three-yard pickup.
Volkman with the first down carry. 1st and 10. First down marker just shy of the goal line. So got to get a touchdown or on the 1-inch yard line here to get a first down. Yeah. Saluki's controlling the clock early in the game. Tight bone formation. Allen slowly brings him to the line. Hikes the ball. Hands it off to the third man through. He's tracked down. Picks up a couple yards on the run. Josh Henry on the carry. Looks like he got 3 yards there on the carry, so 2nd and 7. Brought down there.
He got more than I thought, yeah.
Brought down there by number 5, Nathan Zolton. Tigers really penetrating the outside. They're really getting around the tight end there on the left side and coming around and really tracking him down. Looks like Coach Gray is going to call a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrall Federal Credit Union. 5:13 left to go as we're at the Best Way Express scoreboard. No score yet. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
You heard it right. Citizens National Bank of Albion is one of the fastest growing financial institutions, and for good reason. We make it easier than ever for you to set up a new account. Take advantage of our deposit banking products and secure mobile banking. You can even earn cash back and watch the money grow. And need a loan for a new vehicle, home, business, or farm? Come in and talk to our banking professionals in Albion, Crossville, Mount Erie, Olney, Bridgeport, or Lawrenceville today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Dog Nation. 5:13 as the Red Hill Salukis are taking on the Paris Tigers, controlling the majority of the clock.
They've had the ball. Well, there's 5:13 to go in the first quarter. They've had the ball the whole quarter, taking the kickoff.
Marching it from the 31
They've gone 59 yards, let's put it that way. 59, and they're at the 7. That'd be 60. They're about the 31, I think, maybe.
So 5:13 left to go here in the first quarter, and still controlling most of the clock. 2nd and 7, ball on the 7-yard line. Saluki's going to keep it in the bone formation, one man out to the left. Allen snaps the ball, hands it off to second man through.
Drew Moore
on the carry.
He's inside the 5, about the 4, maybe.
Going to mark him about the 4, so he got about 3 yards on the play. Going to bring up about 3rd and 4 here. Salukis need to get to the 1-inch yard line or score a touchdown here. Looks like we got an official timeout there, a little equipment malfunction. Got it fixed just before. Saluki's come to the line, stick to the bone formation. Allen under center snaps the ball, hands it off to third man through. That's Drew Moore. He goes up the left side in the C gap. Looks like he's close. Do they give it to him?
Well, he might give it to him, but he could be close to the first down. So
he might have the first down, but he also is close to the end zone.
Yeah, to get the first down, he has to be almost in the end zone.
Looks like they're going to call it 4th down here, just 4th and inches. about a fourth and a yard from the end zone. 4:15 left to go. Salukis have controlled the whole game so far. Yeah. Tigers not even close to having their first offensive series yet.
Well, if they don't make it here, Parrish is going to get the ball at the one-yard line.
The Tigers make their way to the line. 10 seconds left to go on the play clock. Tight bone formation. 4-3. Still nothing. Allen under center. Ball snap.
And he didn't make it.
Quarterback keeper. And he's
he
in.
Did. Okay.
Saluki, touchdown. Just before the play clock expires, Drake Allen, quarter on the quarterback keeper, puts the Salukis up on the board first. With 3:48 left to go in the first quarter, the Salukis score. Looks like they're going to stay out and go for the two-point conversion. Try and put them up by 8 here. Looks like they're going to go with the double wing formation. Allen under center, Volkman in the backfield. Puts man in motion, hands the ball off to Drew Moore, and he almost got in. Held up there at the line of scrimmage. No good on the two-point conversion. So we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 3:48 left to go in the game. Saluki score first, 6-0 over the Tigers. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on the Ledge.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
If you're just joining us, Salukis put the first 6 points up on the board but failed the two-point conversion. That is a long offensive series there, Rob. I think it's the longest I've ever seen.
Well, 16 plays, one pass was incomplete, 66 yards rushing. So that's plus the five-yard penalty, about a 71-yard drive.
And tonight's game, this evening's game, brought to you by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. 3:48 left to go here in the first quarter on this beautiful Saturday football of homecoming for the Salukis. 2018 homecoming off to a good start so far. Back to receive for the Parrish Tigers is number 15, Caleb Mullinex, and number 3, Mason Hutchins. And kicking off for Red Hill, is that Drew Moore out there, I believe?
Yes.
Drew Moore getting set for kickoff. Fans are on their feet, cheering on their Salukis, and the ball is away.
At about Hutchins, the 11.
Hutchins will bring it back at about the 11, right up the middle. He's finally tripped up there at about the 37-yard line. Brought down by Gannon Gaither.
About a 26-yard return.
First and 10 from their own 37-yard line. See the Tigers offense here. 3:43 left to go in the first quarter. Looks like they're going to spread offense here. Caleb Gates there at the quarterback position. Doubles to the right, doubles to the left. One man in the backfield with Gates. Motions him over to the right side. Ball snap. He's going to pitch it out there to the running back. He's tripped up there a little bit. Finally brought down.
It was Landrum.
Landrum on the carry.
Picked him about a 40-yard pickup.
Second and 6. Ball on the 41-yard line. Little hurry-up offense. Doubles right, doubles left. Landrum in the backfield with Gates. He's going to motion a guy over. Ball snapped. He's going to drop back pass, looking left. He's going to air it out a little bit. Man, wide open downfield. Caught at the 10. The
touchdown.
5. Touchdown, Tigers. That's number 15, Caleb Mullinex on the stop-and-go pass. Mullinex just beat out the secondary. Gates had him wide open, hit him on the stride. 2 plays, and they're in the end zone within 40 seconds.
59 yards.
So Tigers putting six up to match the Saluki six. Looks like they're going to go for one here. Gates is going to be the hold man. Kicking in is number 18, Garrett King. Gates is ready. Kick is away. King is up, and the kick is good. So the Tigers answer back 40 seconds off the clock. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 3:05 left to go in the first quarter. The Tigers lead it 7-6 over the Salukis. We're back in 30 right here on The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Paris Tigers just went deep downfield to Mullinex. Gates to Mullinex, about a 59-yard pass there, and it just wide open. Mullinex had him beat on the stop and go.
Yeah.
And it, two plays in 40 seconds, the Tigers quickly answered back. Back to receive for the Salukis, Gannon Gaither and Drew Moore.
I can see why you want to run the ball and keep it away from Barris.
Oh, yeah, they seem to air it out. They got that spread hurry-up offense, and they, Salukis just weren't able to stop them. They're more used to that run game.
Yeah.
King set for the Tigers to kick off. On his way to line, and the kickoff is away. Drew Moore picks it up at about the 12-yard line. He's going to run it here to the near sideline. He's going to cut it up near the numbers. He's still on his feet. He gets out to the 37-yard line. So about a 26-yard pickup. Starting on the opposite field of where the Tigers took over on their first offensive series. First and 10, ball on their own 37-yard line. We'll see if the Salukis can answer back here to the Tigers' quick seven points.
I was saying it was the first time Red Hills had been behind, but no, they were down only 7-0. So
Salukis will bring it to the line. Looks like they're going to go with the double wing formation to start off this series. Volkman in the backfield, Allen under center. Puts a man in motion. Ball snap, hands off to Volkman. Volkman comes up to the right, but is quickly stopped there. Brought down by number.
You got about 3.
Brought down by number 72, Austin Ricketts. Picked up about 3 there on the carry. Going to bring up 2nd and 7.
Austin Ricketts, 6'1", 315.
Big difference from Volkman
is about 1. What's he, about 170, 175?
He's pretty close.
Pretty good size, but
looks like we're going to stick to the double wing formation. Allen under center sends Moore in motion. He's going to hand off to Moore. Brings it up to the left side.
He just breaks through.
He picks up across midfield.
Yeah.
Had a couple men to beat. Kind of caught up there in traffic. Picks up about, you call it 13 yards on the carry. About 11. They were at the 40, so 11 yards.
Looked like he was going to be stopped there. Broken. If he could have had another break in the little tackle, he would have been in the end zone.
So it's going to be 1st and 10, just past midfield on the 49-yard line. Going to stick with double wing formation. Havel out here to the near sideline. I believe that's Ramstrand to the far. Moore's in motion. Ball snapped, handoff to Volkman. Tripped up before picking up. Looks like we're going to mark it about 4 yards there on the carry. About 3 yards, so it's going to be 2nd and 7. Ball on the 46-yard line.
Paris 46.
Kind of a look. The line's getting a little bit of a push off.
Yeah.
Kind of trying to push those Tigers back. A bit of a difference in the matchup. Yeah. Almost about same size difference as we look out there.
Well, they're
on the
pretty
field.
Basically everybody's up in the box, so it's
going to be a quarterback option. Options out there to Henry. Henry picks up close to the first down before being brought down.
He's close to. I don't know if he got a first down or not.
Looks like he's going to be just
short. He'll be about a yard short.
Mark at the 40-yard line. So he got about six out of there.
Third and one.
Saluki slowly but surely move the ball, and they pick up their first downs, and they know what to do. They're playing Saluki football. Double wing formation. Allen under center. Sends more in motion and illegal procedure. Ball started against the Salukis. Gannon Gaither thought the ball was being snapped, but Moore was in motion. He's going to walk out. I'm going to walk off 5 yards here. Going to bring up third and six and move it back to the 45-yard line.
First penalty against Red Hill.
40 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Saluki's trail by an extra point. Going to stick with that double bone formation. Allen brings him to the line. 10 seconds left to go on the play clock. Under center sends more in motion. Ball snap. Fakes the handoff. He's going to roll out to his right. Air the ball out a little bit. Just short on the third.
Caught
at the 15-yard line by number 22,
Parker Hassel.
Yeah.
Well, he made the adjustments underthrown, and he saw that the defender didn't, so.
30-yard pass to Parker Havel. First completed pass.
At the 15-yard line.
In a couple games, I believe.
Yeah. You know, look how the pass is a little bit underthrown, and the defender didn't turn him, and Parker saw it. He just kind of stopped and took it in front of him and caught the ball.
Big pickup. 10 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Will they get a playoff before time expires? Double wing formation. Allen snaps the ball, hands it off to Volkman. He runs up the middle, picks up a couple, and time expires. We look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Tigers lead it, but Salukis are coming up close to take back over the lead. 7-6, your score in favor of the Tigers. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Salukis are in the red zone after a huge 30-yard pass from Drake Allen to Parker Havel. Salukis come back from a 5-yard penalty to make it 3rd and 6 on the 45-yard line.
Well, it should be 2nd down, I think.
I believe it's 1st down.
Second down, because they had the first down. Yep. They just run one play. And I think they just got maybe about a yard on the – well –
so it looks like 2nd and 9.
Okay.
Ball on the 14-yard line. Saluki's quickly trying to answer back from that quick play by the Tigers there in the first quarter. Saluki's known to control most of the game. Took about 8 minutes for them to score there in the first quarter.
Paris has had the ball for just 2 plays. One the long touchdown pass.
Going to come back out in the double wing formation. Allen under center sends a man in motion. He's going to roll out of the pocket quickly.
He's sacked.
Sacked there by number 4, Sam Mays, for a loss of about 4 yards. Going to bring up 3rd and 12.
That took too long to develop, it looked like.
It looked like he was turning around to hand it off to running back, but nobody was there, so he had to quickly roll out and couldn't really go north and south there on that one.
Red Hill can pick up a first down at about the 5 or 6 yard line, so.
I'll tell you one thing, Rob. You know it's hot when the mascot's only wearing his head out there.
Yeah. I wouldn't be wanting that.
Siliki's come to the line. Double wing formation. Looks like Volkman in the backfield. Allen under center. Ball snapped. He's going to roll out of the pocket. Pressure on. He gets it off. Oh, it looked like intended receiver was Drew Moore. Almost intercepted there by a couple of Tigers. Ball is incomplete. Going to bring up fourth and 12. Quick penetration there by the Tigers.
Yeah.
Gotten in the backfield twice now there on the Salukis. Coach Gray not happy with that here. So fourth down and long for the
Salukis. Fourth and 12 with the 17.
Going to be a tough decision here. Got to run the ball, it seems like, here. I mean,
on fourth down, I don't know. I think you probably got some kind of an option to get three wide receivers to the left. One to the right.
Allen under center. His ball is snapped. He's going to drop back, looking left. Pressure on. He's going to keep the ball. Running up the right side, but brought down.
Yep.
Well, the ball was fumble on the ball.
Really didn't make any difference. It was fourth down. So
got back to the original line of scrimmage. Fumbled it. But turnover on downs. Tigers will take over. And it looks like about their own 15-yard line. First and 10. 1 minute gone from the game clock. Tigers, in their second offensive series, they had a quick first offensive series there in the first quarter. Two plays, 40 seconds in the end zone.
They're about the 15-yard line, it looks like.
Looks like they're going to keep it spread formation. Doubles right, one man to the left. Ball snapped. He's going to hand it off to the running back, Landrum. Landrum breaks a tackle, quickly caught up in traffic. Picks up about 7 yards on the play. Gets it out to about the 22-yard line. Going to bring up a second and three. It looks like a long three. Tigers in their hurry-up offense here.
Yeah, they run the no huddle most of the time.
Doubles right, single receiver to the left, two in the backfield with Gates. Ball snap. He hands it off to Landrum again. He drives up the middle, quickly brought down. Picks up about 2 yards on the carry. Going to bring up third and one. Brought down there by Gannon Gaither. Looks like they're going to bring a man over to the left side. Trips left. One man right. Gates in the shotgun with Landrum. Ball snap. He's going to hand it off to Landrum again. He breaks up the middle. Got one shoelace tackle. Almost broke away there. Picks up the first down and more. Brought down at about the 33-yard line.
A 10-yard pickup.
Tigers slowing down a little bit, trying to get different plays in here and there. Going to switch it up a bit. Going to empty the backfield. Doubles left, trips right. Gates in the shotgun by himself. Sends a man in motion. Ball snap. He's going to hand it off to number 32. He's going to come up the right side. Quickly brought down. That was number 32, Josh Blumeth, on the carry. He picks up about 5 yards.
About a 4-yard pickup.
Going to be second and a long six.
They like to run those jet sweeps, I think. I think it's the first time they've really run it today. But
well, we've only seen about 7 or 8 plays, too. And
well, they've run 6 plays, 4 this time all running.
Doubles left, one man to the right, trips left. Ball snap. Gates does a quick screen pass to number 15, Molinex. He's going to go up the left side. Knocked out of bounds. He picked up about 10 on the carry. First and 10 right at about midfield. Oh, they're going to mark him back a little ways at about the 47-yard line. Quick pickup there. Saluki's slowing the Tigers down a little bit, trying to push him, keep him out of the end zone here. Doubles right, one man to the left, two in the backfield with Gates. Ball snap. Going to hand it off there to Molinex again. He's going to come up the right side. Finally brought down just past midfield. Picked up about 5 there on the
carry. There was somebody that had a chance from the backfield but couldn't get get a hold of him. So picked up a 5-yard pickup there.
Goodness. And the hurry up offense, Coach Claude Felter, seems like he's fast-paced kind of coach here. Doubles right, doubles left. One man in the backfield with Gates. Moves him over to the left side. Ball snap, hands it off there to Landrum. Landrum runs up the C gap. Picks up about 3 yards on the carry. Going to bring up about second and three.
And think about it. It's kind of a hurry up offense, but the thing about it is they get line up scrimmage and you can't make defensive changes.
Looks like they're going to go trips. Doubles left, one man to the right. Two in the backfield with Gates. They're going to go trips right, switch it up real quick. One man to the left. Landrum in the backfield with Gates. Ball snap, hands it off to Landrum. Landrum runs it up the middle. Had a couple guys on him, drags him. Gets across the first down, picks up about 7 on the carry. Ball on the 40-yard line.
Ball at the Red Hill 40 now.
Saluki's having a tough time trying to bring Landrum down.
Yeah.
Landrum, 6'175", junior. Now in the backfield with Gates, number 5, Nathan Zorn, a 5'8", 170 junior. Ball snap, hands it. Key, quarterback keeper. Breaks the tackle, spins off, breaks another tackle. Picks up about 15 on the carry. That was Caleb Gates, the quarterback keeper.
Yeah, he faked it to the running back, and as big as he is, he's a load to take down.
6'1", 245, hard to stop that. Built like a lineman, but plays quarterback. 7 minutes left to go here in the first half. Ball snap, hands it off there to his number 5 again. He picks up about 5 or 6 on the carry. That's Nathan Zorn. Brought down there by number 42.
He got about 5, didn't he? Yeah.
Jonathan Cavins.
4 yards.
Going to bring up about 2nd and 6 here. Ball on the 20-yard line. Trips left, one man to the right. Zorn in the backfield with Gates. Sends a man in motion. Fumbles the ball. Ball on the ground. Saluki and a Tiger there. It looked like it was fumbled around a little bit.
Missed the handoff, and Paris recovered it.
Recovered in there by Paris, number 21, Carter Hayes.
Carter Hayes recovers for the Tigers. Looked like Steven Adamson was in there, too. He saw the ball, tried to get it to it, but...
Lost about 2 on the play. We'll give that rush that loss to the quarterback as he was trying to hand it off.
Going to bring up about 3rd and a long 8. Trips left, one receiver to the right. Zorn in the backfield in the shotgun with Gates. Ball snap, he drops back, rolls to his right. Pressure's put on, gets it out there to his receiver. Brought down after the first down. Number 32 there on the reception. Josh Wilmoth. Gets about...
He's on about the 10-yard line, looks like.
So got about...
11 yards.
11.
Now 3 of 3 for 80 yards.
1st and 10.
They say it's 1st and goal at the 9, so...
5:45 left to go here in the first half. Tigers closely... inching towards the end zone. Trips right, one receiver to the left. Ball snap, looks to his right. Quick screen pass there to Wilmoth. Wilmoth breaks
flag
inside the 5, gets into the end zone. Touchdown.
Flag on.
Flag
probably
out there,
a holder. Imagine a holder, probably. It was a kind of wide receiver screen. And it was about 3 Paris players there. Somebody probably was called for a hold. I don't know for sure.
See
but
what the official call is here. Looks like it's going to be a holding call against the Tigers. So a touchdown will be called back.
Going to put it back to about the 19-yard line, 18-19.
Bring up 1st and 10 at about the 18-yard line.
Actually, I think it's 1st and goal.
First and goal.
Yeah.
18-yard line. Tigers trips right, one receiver to the left. Zorn in the backfield with Gates. Gates drops back, looking left. airs the ball out to Mullinex over there. Caught it. Brought down by Drew Danning Gaither out there at about the 4-yard line. Airs it out for 14 yards. Mullinex, Gates and Mullinex, a strong connection there. Going to bring up second and goal at the 4-yard line. Tigers lining up, trips to the right. Mullinex to the left, Zorn in the backfield with Gates in the shotgun. Motion Zorn to the right side. Ball snapped and flags on the play.
Illegal procedure against Paris.
So ball will be walked off yet again. Tigers just trying to get into the end zone, but little mistakes causing them unable to. So going to be second and goal, ball on the 10-yard line. Trips right, one receiver to the left. Gates in the shotgun with Zorn. Ball snapped, looking left, rolls right, gets it out to the receiver. Still on his feet at the 5, getting pushed. And they're going to call him down at about the 4-yard line. I believe that was number 49, Cooper Block. On the reception. Gonna get about, looks like they're gonna give him 7 yards out of it.
He's about the 4-yard line.
Gonna bring up third and about 3, it looks like maybe.
Third and goal.
Gonna be doubles left, doubles right. Zorn in the backfield with Gates in the shotgun. Ball snapped. He's gonna quarterback keeper up the center. Stopped! Just at the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard. No gain. Fourth and goal. Ball on the 3-yard line. Big stop there by the Salukis. Big fourth down play here. Salukis need to get the stop. Coach Klotzelter doing a couple changes in there. 10 seconds left to go on the play clock. Looks like they're going to get it in tight. One minute.
They're
going to
call a timeout.
And call a timeout just before the play clock expires. Tigers trying to get situated out there. We're going to take a quick timeout as well. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrell Federal Credit Union as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 3:22 left to go in the first half. Tigers lead it 7-6. You're listening to Salukis Football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Ambrell Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the game. Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis. Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Ambrell Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go teams!
Welcome back, Dog Nation, where the Salukis made a big third down stop. Gates tried to do a quarterback keeper up the middle, and the Saluki line just shut him right down at the line of scrimmage.
So it's fourth and goal inside the 5.
Salukis down just by an extra point, 7-6. 3:22 left to go here in the first half. Tigers had to call a timeout to get situated as they were getting in substitutions and getting different personnel in there. Looks like they're going
to... Looks like about the 2-yard line, maybe? 2 or 3.
One man to the left, one man to the right. Looks like Gates in the shotgun. Ball snapped, hands it off to number 49, and...
They stopped him.
Stopped him. Just short of the goal line. Big fourth down stop. Got about a yard out of that on the carry. Cooper
well, they put
block.
In Cooper Block, 6'2", 210, and he didn't get anything.
Band of Salukis just crashing down on the middle and getting the big fourth down stop.
So they take over at about their own 2-3-yard line. So the key thing here is try to pick up a first down or so right around the clock. It's been a fast first half.
Salukis controlling most of the first quarter, and then big, big fourth down stop there for the Salukis to turn it over on downs. First and 10 on their own 2-yard line, tight bone formation. Allen under center. Ball snap. He's going to hand it off to the third man through. Quickly brought down. Looks like right at the line of scrimmage. Going to be second and 10. Can't really get a number there. It's Drew Moore on the carry.
He may
have
lost
it. Looks like they might give him a loss of a yard. So second and 11. Ball on the 1-yard line.
Yeah.
So tough decision here by Coach Billy Gray.
I think you're going to go straight up the middle. Try to.
Close to your own end zone. And Tigers breaking containment here and there. Tight bone formation.
Well, they got everybody almost up on the defense up within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. So.
Ball snap. Allen's going to roll out to his left. He gets it out to Gaither and ran out of bounds at about the 5-yard line. So picked up about 3 there.
Well, that gives you a little bit of breathing room.
So
picked up about 3 on the play.
3rd and 7 here. Ball on the 5-yard line. Saluki's trying to get it away from their end zone. Gonna need a big play here. 2:30 left to go as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard.
How about a 95-yard run?
That sounds like a plan to me. Volkman up the right side.
Well, I was thinking Moore off. I think, well, speed-wise, Moore probably more likely to make go that far.
Double wing formation, 3rd and 7. Ball on the 5-yard line. Allen under center. Ball snap, drops back, looks to his left. Quick pass. Got the first down.
Yeah.
And brought down by Mullinex. Receiver on that one. Try to get a number. Josh Henry, number 11. Got the first down. Got about 10 yards there at the 15. Quickly got the first down. A little bit more cushion for him to work with.
About 2:20 to go in the half.
Saluki is going to try and run it out a little bit, get as close to the end of the half as they can, and probably punch it in. Going to stick with that double wing formation. Allen under center. Volkman in the backfield. Sends a man in motion. Ball snap. Hands it off to Volkman.
Flags
fly. He picked up about 3 there on that carry.
Number 1, Drew Moore is the ball carrier.
Drew Moore. Looks like it's going to be a holding call.
Yep.
Against the Salukis. Going to march it off.
It'll be second penalty against Red Hill.
See where they mark it at. It's probably going to be 1st and 15 at about.
Well, it's only about an 8-yard penalty. But still.
So going to be 1st and long. Ball on the 8-yard line.
Yeah, let's say you had about 1st and 17. 2:01 to go in the half.
Saluki's got a distance to go. 2 minutes left to go. Double wing formation. Empty backfield. Allen hands the ball off. Picks up about a couple yards before being brought down by a couple Tigers. Number 11, Josh Henry.
He got about 4 yards, it looks like.
Got about 4 out of that. Looks like about 2nd and 14.
Wouldn't be surprised Paris may start calling timeouts. I don't know.
Ball on the 11-yard line.
Try to get the ball back.
Like number 32 running the play in there.
That's Wyatt Shoulders.
Like they're going to keep it in tight this time. Bone formation. Havel out to the left side. Allen under center. Ball snap. Hands off to the third man through. Breaks up the right side. Gets about 4 yards out of that. 3rd and 10. Paris calls a timeout. I believe that was Gannon Gaither on the carry. Tigers call a timeout. Best Way Express scoreboard reads 1:11 left to go here in the first half. Tigers lead at 7-6. Where you're listening to Saluki football right here on the Legend.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and Dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever paying Army, Mommy and Daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Where the Salukis having a little trouble getting it out of their territory. They're back at the 15-yard line, 3rd and 10. 1:11 left to go here in the first half. You got to wonder what Coach Billy Gray is wanting to do here. 3rd and long, Tiger defense starting to shut down that run game a little bit.
Well, think about it. If you run it, the clock keeps running. Force Pierce took all the time out. If you pass it, it's incomplete. You got to punt, and the clock stops. So
looks like they're going to stick with the bone formation. Allen up under center, 3 men in the backfield. Drew Moore might be back out there. Allen snaps the ball, going to keep it, airs it out, and wide open, intercepted by Mullinex. Still on his feet at the 40. Nobody around him, blocks. Runs out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. Pass intended for Parker Havel, but intercepted there by Mullinex. Looked like it was right on track to catch up with Havel right in stride, but just short.
And that's where the defender there, he was the one that kind of adjusted for that one.
So Tigers will take over after the interception at the Saluki 20-yard line, 1st and 10. Trips right, one man to the left, Landrum in the backfield with Gates in the shotgun. Ball is snapped, he's rolling out to his left, looking for Mullinex. And pass up, incomplete, broken up there by Drew Moore. Pass intended there for Caleb Mullinex. Second and 10 on the Saluki 20-yard line for the Tigers. 52 seconds left to go.
First incompletion for Caleb Gates today.
Tigers trying to get the play in here. Kind of slowed up a little bit. Clock has stopped after the incomplete pass. Looks like doubles right, one man to the left. Two backs in the backfield with Gates in the shotgun. Ball snap, he's going to roll out to his right. Screen pass to the left to number 4. He's got wide open, blocks everywhere. At the 5, touchdown, Tigers. Number 4 on the reception, Sam Mays. Gets out to the left side, blocks everywhere, and clear path right in the end zone for a quick 6. 13-6 over the Salukis as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. They're going to go for 1. Gates the holder. Garrett King will attempt the PAT. Kicking to the north, facing the scoreboard, and flags fly.
Flag on the play.
See, it looks like. See what the referees call. Offsides on the Salukis. So, PAT will be a little closer. They're still going to go for 1.
Offsides against Red Hill.
Wind blowing a little from the north. Gates snapped it. Hold looks good. Kick is up. And it is right through the uprights. Tigers go up by a touchdown. So we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 14-6 over the Salukis. You're listening to Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Tigers score yet another touchdown after an interception by Caleb Mullinex and then a touchdown by Sam Mays. Puts them up by 8 here, 14-6, with 42 left to go here in the first half. King will kick away to the Salukis. Back to receive. It's number 12, Gannon Gaither and Josh Henry. Moore not back there.
He said, now you got a towel over his head right now, trying to cool off a little bit.
So, King getting set to kick off to the Salukis here. Saluki fans on their feet cheering on their team. King on his way, and the kickoff, onside kick, quickly falling on it is lineman. Picked up there by number 52, I believe that's Kate Benson, isn't it? Will Stimler. So Salukis will take over at about the 47-yard line.
Well, you got two timeouts, and you're at your own 47. You can take some chances, maybe.
Got 42 seconds left to go here in the first half. See what the Salukis will do. See if they'll try to punch it in and tie it up.
Drew Moore. Maybe if they can get something.
Drew Moore coming back into the game here. Looks like a double wing formation. Havel to the far sideline. One man to the left sideline. Allen under center sends a man in motion, pitches it out to Moore. Moore up the left side, one man to beat, brought down after picking up about 14 yards.
They're going
to
call a timeout.
Quickly calling a timeout. Billy Gray will keep it here. Moore found his hole and picked it up.
About a 16-yard gain there.
Big pickup there by Moore.
Yeah.
Quick timeout by Coach Gray.
You got one timeout left.
Quickly into Tiger territory at about the 38-yard line. 38 yards in 36 seconds. It's not
right.
Impossible. They've shown they can do the pass game. Allen had a beautiful pass out there to Havel. Just a little short, but he saw and adjusted to it and was able to come back and catch it. And he had a great pass out here to Havel again.
Right.
But Mullinex, an athletic kid, and he's really showing it. He caught back up with Havel and intercepted it and brought it back. But Allen had a little bit of pressure on there, so it's thrown a little bit offset.
Yeah.
So it's not entirely that bad.
Right.
So Allen has shown he's a little bit more comfortable settling in the pocket, rolling out, and throwing on the run. So if he's come back out into the line in the double wing formation, Allen up under center. One back in the backfield. Sends a man in motion. Pitches it to Drew Moore. He's going to drop back to pass. He airs it out to Havel. Goes up and broken up there by Mullinex. And Moore went down.
Yeah, pretty hard.
Havel guarded closely there by Mullinex.
It'll be second down.
Like we said earlier, just a few seconds ago, Mullinex is a great athlete. And Havel, he's just having a hard time out here against Mullinex.
Yeah, but Mullinex deflected it. Else, you know, if you didn't do that, Havel may have the touchdown.
So second and 10, ball on the 37-yard line, 31 and a half seconds left to go for the Salukis. Going to go trips to the right side, one man to the left. Allen pitches it out to Moore. He's going to run up the right side.
Flag
thrown. And he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. See what the call is. Looks like it's going to go against the Salukis. Holding call.
Blocking
the back. So going to march it off. 26 seconds left to go.
Let me see. You still have a timeout so you can do a few things.
See what Coach Gray decides to do after the walk-off. Going to be
back
second and long.
About the
48-yard
line of Paris.
So about second and
26 seconds.
Yeah.
Trips to the left this time.
Allen under center, one man to the right. Drops back, looking left, wipes his hand, airs it out, deep downfield. Nobody in the vicinity. Just shortly overthrown. Well guarded there by the Tiger defense. Going to bring up third and long from the Tiger 48-yard line. 20 seconds left to go here in the first half. Saluki's trailing by eight. Gonna try and figure something out because Tigers take over here in the second half as when we come back
right.
At halftime.
So we've got 20 seconds and a timeout. So
Tiger defense shutting down this Saluki offense. Saluki's first big competition we've seen here
right.
So far. Trips left, one receiver to the right, Allen under center. Ball snap, he drops back, looking left, he's rolling out of the pocket, gets it out to Volkman. Volkman caught the ball at about the 35-yard line. Clock's still running, 5 seconds. Looks like Coach Gray is going to let it run out.
No, he calls a timeout.
Called a timeout.
Yeah.
1 second left to go here on the clock. We'll go ahead and take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, Tigers lead it 14 to the Saluki 6. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Bill Dobson Ford is hosting a fundraiser on September 15th to raise money for Lena Dunn Elementary School in Washington. To help, just go to Bill Dobson Ford on September 15th and take a test drive. For each qualified test drive, Ford will donate $20 to Lena Dunn School, up to $6,000. Drive one for Lena Dunn Elementary on September 15th at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
You are listening to Red Hill Saluki Football on The Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, where the Salukis are going to try and punch it in with 1 second left to go here before the first half expires.
Why, running it down to the 1.7, I'm sure this would be the last play. You throw it to the end zone. You got to basically go to the end zone.
Coach Gray empties the backfield. Shotgun. Allen in the shotgun, trips right, kicks the ball. He's going to roll out to his right, airs it out before being tackled, gets downfield and knocked out, knocked away, broken up. Salukis don't get in the end zone before halftime, and the Tigers lead it going into half. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 14-6. We'll be back with the halftime show and stats right here on The Legend. 7-0.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If you or a loved one need personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aperion Care Bridgeport. Aperion Care's services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, respiratory therapy, and pain management. Plus, we provide all the conveniences and amenities you want. Aperion Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
For me, money means I can do the things I want to do. People State Bank understands that, so they offer great services that make money easier to manage, like e-statements, online bill pay, mobile banking, and Shazam Bolt. The best part is, I can access it all right from my smartphone. No computer needed.
People State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Hey, ready to finish up those honeydews? Then head to Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport. It's fall fix-up time. Finish off your list. Get that screen repaired. Touch up that paint. Get the locks rekeyed. Get the electrical wiring handled. Leggett's has all the electric supplies you need. Electric wire by the foot or the roll. Roofing, lumber and building materials, vinyl fencing and railing, and doors and windows. All the tools you need and Leggett Lumber and Hardware's expertise. Everything for fall fix-up time at Leggett Lumber and Hardware, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. Get it at Leggett.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Dog Nation. We're at halftime here at the Dog Pound. Halftime brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bope's Pizza. Well, Rob, on this beautiful Saturday, the Salukis are having a bit of a tough time, 14-6 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. We knew it was going to be a tough competition coming in. Paris Tigers really defeating all their competition here in the first 3 weeks, also undefeated. Can't really, like we said in the pregame, can't really judge a team off of a score from Lawrenceville. Lawrenceville not having the greatest season so far, down in numbers, new coach. But Tigers really showing their athleticism out there.
They are. Their passing game, they've run the ball for 58 yards, which is not great, but they've completed six of seven passes for 120 yards and two touchdowns. Whereas Red Hill has got 100, they've got 95 rushing. And passing 4 of 11, or actually 4 of 10 for Drake Allen for 56 yards and one interception. Drew Moore's 0 for 1. So they're 56 passing, 95 rushing, which 178 yards total for Paris in the first half, 120 through the air. Salukis dominated, basically dominated the first quarter. Ran 20 plays, scored on a one-yard run, I believe it was, one-yard run by Drake Allen. Two-point conversion failed, was 6-0. That was with 3:48 to go in the first quarter, but Paris answered real quickly. Two plays later, Caleb Bullenax got a 59-yard pass from Caleb Gates. And the kick was good with 7-6. And then Paris scored with 2:48 to go in the first half. And take the lead at 14-6.
And one athlete from the Paris Tigers that really stands out, as we've been saying, Caleb Mullinax. He's a big boy out there. He stands at 5'11", 195, senior, and he's all over the place, shutting down Havel out there on the passing game and having that interception out here near midfield and running it back about 20 yards. And he's Gates' go-to man. They've got a real connection out there.
Yeah, they have, and it's been tough. And the Heat, players are probably glad to be in the locker room.
Yeah, it was tough, especially Drew Moore. He sat out a good couple of series there with a towel on his head, trying to cool off a little bit. And towards the end of the second quarter there, they tried to do a halfback pass. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for. And he kind of got leveled there, hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
I got the ball off, almost completed it out there to Havel. But I think he got shaken up a little bit, slowly got up. And on days like today, it's hard to keep hydrated whenever you're out there on the field. Kind of have to get substitutions in there when you need them.
Right. I said the second half, Harris will have the ball to start the second half. So the Saluki defense has to come through and keep them out of the end zone.
Yeah, they're going to have to
make this, have a shot to, because Saluki's have thrown the ball a little bit, but they're priority is to run the ball. And Moore has, he's got 9 carries for 46 yards. So not a big offensive night for him, afternoon, I guess you'd say, for him right now. But you never know, any of the players, but especially he can break one at any time. So, but the Paris defense has done a good job of containing. That drive that Red Hill had in the first quarter, it was like runs of 5, 2, 7, 7, 5, 7, 10, 7, 3, 3, 4, like just consistent down the field. But they've had one other opportunity there but in the half, but couldn't come up with a pass play that would get them in the end zone.
And the Saluki offense and defensive line really, really meeting their match with this Paris Tiger offense and defense line. They're really big size-wise. A couple of them here. Let's see if we can find some of them. For instance, J.R. Brinkenhoff, 6'4", 180. Then you got Devin Rogers, 6'1", 230, sophomore. So they've got some big boys down there on the line. And
this is definitely the best team that Red Hill has played in the four games, obviously. So
their first big matchup, Olney, kind of a good start, but this Paris Tiger team is just really kind of laying it to them a little
right.
bit.
So it's just 14-6, so anything can happen. You know, anything can happen anytime in these high school games. So,
and Saluki's usually up by this point in time, come halftime, and usually try to run the clock out in the second half. But a little bit different situation here. They're down by 8 points and. Going to have to kind of turn on the afterburners here in the second half, mix something up a little bit, maybe show something new that they've been working on during the week. So,
Last week they were down 7-0 at the half and then scored late in the third quarter. So they have been behind before. So a touchdown and a two-point conversion would get them back into it.
6:30 left to go here in halftime, and then we got the 3 minutes afterwards. So we're going to send it back for some commercials here. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Sweet Teas and Sippin' in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sippin', is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sippin's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sippin'
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Gray's in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant, has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to three generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ball game. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction, a real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies? This is Sharon York from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Kelly Fryman. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any one of our six locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Weber Medical Clinic in Olney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Olney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where we are still awaiting both teams to come back. Looking forward into the second half. Down by eight, Rob. It's going to be tough. Anything could happen in this next 24 minutes. And the Salukis have really shown it. Like you said earlier, down 7-0 last week. Scored late in the third quarter. Won by a two-point conversion. That was really crucial for them. Of course, the rain was a factor. This week, it's the heat. So kind of have to keep hydrated out there. It's going to be tough when you got your offense out there most of the time, it seems like, for the Salukis. They controlled most of the first quarter, yeah. Just about all of it. They went the length of the field and really did a little bit of damage, but then the Tigers come back and score in two plays. So yeah. Looking into the second half, you're going to have to switch a little bit of something up. Offensive line really trying to get a big push off, but not having much success, it seems like. Tigers getting deep in the backfield, putting pressure on Allen. He's having to scramble out of the pocket. So kind of have to wonder if Coach Gray is going to maybe send in a couple plays at a time, maybe hurry up a little bit. But we haven't really seen that much out of there, and only seen the option a couple times so far this game.
Yeah, they started running it a couple times early. They run that a lot of times out of the wishbone offense, so we'll see what they come up with. Again, they're down just to touchdown and a two-point conversion, so, you know, but the big thing right now is keeping them off the board here to start the third quarter.
And a lot of big-time athletes out there. One athlete they're going to have to try and shut down on that Tiger offense, Caleb Mullinex. He's a big threat to this Saluki offense and defense. He's been able to break into the secondary of the defense and get into the end zone and score.
Scored that first touchdown, that 59-yard pass play. And he's I'm not sure how many passes he's caught. Let me look and see if I can figure that out here.
And he's had an interception and broken up a couple plays as well. And he's just a big threat here, it seems, so far. So look for the Tigers to probably stay a little bit more to the air. Gates and Mullinex connection there.
He's caught two passes for 69 yards and a touchdown. Mays has caught one pass for a touchdown. It was a 20-yard pass. So we said that Gates has completed, he's attempted seven passes, completed six for 120 yards. So they really haven't had any pressure on him because they throw a lot of quick passes. And he gets rid of it and throws it hard. So trying to get pressure on him has been kind of difficult. Now, the Salukis did come up with a big defensive stand. There when it was down 7-6, they stopped him at the one-yard line. And they moved it out. And then they had the interception about midfield. And that third down, long pass. And the key to that one was that the interceptor was able to stay on his feet and take it down to about the 20-yard line. Returned it about 20. I think he returned it about 30 yards to the 20, setting up that second touchdown for Paris. If he doesn't, you know, if there's a defender around him who could tackle him earlier, they'd had to go a little bit farther. Maybe they would have kept him out of the end zone and still kept it a one-point game. It's 14-6 Paris.
So as we await the mandatory 3 minutes before second half starts, we'll go ahead and send it back for another quick commercial break. We'll bring you back with second half action of Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, where second half is moments away. Salukis will be kicking north to south to the Tigers. Drew Moore out there waiting, getting set to kick off to number 32, Josh Wilmoth, and Caleb Mullinex. Getting set out there. It's going to be a long and...
Hey, let's get off those
long second half here. Anything could happen. 24 minutes on the clock. Gonna be a tough time for the Salukis. Gonna having to come out with the right mindset and kick on those afterburners and really put them back deep and kick them back.
And it looks like gonna pooch kick,
like a little squib kick to the near sideline, and number 21 falls on it. That was Carter Hayes.
At about the 37-yard line. Yeah.
So Tigers will take over on their own 37-yard line, first and 10. Salukis must have a game plan with that somehow. So going to probably have trying to keep them back to low yardage here and just try and force them to punt without getting any first downs. Trips left, one receiver to the right. Gates in the shotgun with Landrum in the backfield. Sends Hayes in motion. And a lineman jumps before the ball is snapped. So ball started before anything happens here. Going to march off 5 yards there. First and 15 for the Tigers.
And that's their fourth penalty. They have 4 for 25. Red Hill has 3 for 23.
The Tigers draw a quick penalty to start the second half here.
Hopefully that could be a start of a good sign, maybe.
So we'll restart here. Get it. Looks like Tigers are going to change up plays a little bit.
A little bit different formation, maybe.
Trips left still. Hayes to the right. Gates in the backfield with Landrum. Ball snapped. It looked like a little bit.
I thought there was some.
There was some movement before he ever snapped the ball, and no referee saw it. So Landrum on the run.
He got the penalty yard back.
So gonna be bring up second and 10. Trips left, one receiver to the right. Gates in the shotgun, ball snapped. He's gonna hand it off to Landrum. He's gonna run up the left side, get tackled, still on his feet. Crashing down on him, going to pick up about 11 yards there. Coy Landrum with 11 yards gets the first down. So, second and 10, look like another false start there by Landrum in the backfield, but they didn't call it, so gave him the first down. Got out to about the 49-yard line. There was an official timeout out there. Looks like Drew Moore. Or that's Gaither.
Yeah. They both have white shoes on. So, and they both have a towel hanging from the back of their football pants. So,
as Gaither is walking off, kind of holding that right shoulder a little bit. Tigers will take over first and 10 on the 49-yard line. Doubles left, doubles right. Gates in the shotgun, ball snap, fakes the handoff, hands it off to Mullinex. He runs out here to the near sideline, breaks a couple of tackles before being tripped up just past the 40-yard line. Brought down about the, looks like the 37-yard line. Gets about 13.
12, about 13, yeah.
13 yards out of that run. Another first and 10 for the Tigers. Tigers quickly marching it downfield, trying to put the first points of the second half on the board. Looks like they're going to get some substitutions in there, get some fresh legs. Doubles left, single receiver to the right. Two backs in the backfield with Gates in the shotgun. Ball snap. He hands it off to Landrum. He's going to run up the left side. Brought down by a couple of sleepers, but a flag on the play out near the 40-yard line.
Number seven, Coy Landrum, the ball carrier.
Had about seven there, but it looks like they might be marching it back. See what the officials call here. Block in the back on the Tigers. Get to march it off. Saluki's catch a little bit of a break here.
So the penalty box went to 40. So we're back to about the 50. So be really a loss of about 13 because the original line of scrimmage was the 37.
It's going to bring up first and
about 23.
Like about
20. They got 24 on the board, 23, 24. They've got to go to the.
It's like 28-yard line?
Yeah, let's rate of 28. The ball just shy about right at midfield, so.
Trips to the left, single receiver to the right, Gates in the backfield, Landrum back there with him. Gates in the shotgun, ball snap, drops back, looking to his right, nobody open, he's getting rushed. Sack brought down for a loss by a group of Salukis. Gates brought down at about the 46-yard line.
Lost about four on the play.
Great coverage by the Saluki defense, and that Saluki line just powered through and brought Gates
the
down.
Pocket, this first time they've been able to touch him, at least in the backfield from that standpoint. Pocket kind of collapsed.
Second and Petrolia for the Tigers. Trips right, one receiver to the left. Landrum to Gates left side and shotgun drops back to pass. Quick screen pass out here to the right. Almost tripped up, still on his feet. Gets up to about the 43-yard line before being brought down. Gets about 10 on the play, maybe 11. Going to bring up third and looks like about 15.
About a 12-yard pickup.
Tigers got still a long distance to go. 9:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Still awaiting those first points of the second half. Saluki's changing up the defense a little bit. Trips right, one receiver to the left. Landrum in the backfield with Gates. He's going to drop back to pass, looking down middle of the field. Got Mullinex. He's still on
the got a first
feet.
Down, too.
Got the first down, almost broken up there. Got a 17-yard pass reception.
Yep.
Looks like Mullinex is slowly getting up there. Hobbling off the field.
They had him to where they would have fourth down, probably would have had to punt, but now it's first and 10 at the 26 of Red Hill.
Gates threaded the needle right to Mullinex. Double coverage there on him, but still managed to get it into him. Looks like it's going to be trips to the left side, one receiver to the right. Zorn in the backfield with Gates in the shotgun. Snaps the ball, drops back pass, looking to his right. Little screen pass out here to Zorn. Breaks one tackle, brought down by shoelace tackle there by number 59. That was Steven Adamson. Pickup of about
three.
Second and seven. Ball on the 23-yard line. Going to stay trips left side, single receiver to the right, Zorn in the backfield with Gates in the shotgun. Just over 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Zorn to Gates' right. Snaps the ball, fakes the handoff. Gates keeps up the middle, breaks two, three tackles, Fakes it into the end zone, dragging a Saluki defensive man. Touchdown, Tigers. Tigers get on the board first. Makes it 20-6 on a 23-yard pickup by Gates. Gates, a big boy to bring down.
Yes, 6'4", he is.
245, built like a lineman, but throws like a quarterback. So they will send in Garrett King to attempt the extra point. Caleb Gates will be the holder. Wind blowing from the northeast, it looks like now. Gates is ready. King is ready. Ball is snapped. Gates holds good. Kick is up. Just to the left of the uprights. Extra point, no good. So as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, Tigers get up first in the second half, 20 to the Saluki 6. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. If you're just joining us, Tigers get up on the board in the first and the second half. Ran off quite a bit of time here, almost
4 minutes. Or
4 minutes.
Yeah, 4 minutes and 6 seconds, it looks like. 7:54 to go, and Paris leading 20-6 now.
Put up a quick six there by Caleb Gates from 23 yards out. Mullinex got him the big first and 10 just before that.
Jerry Moore.
So Garrett King getting set to kick off. Gannon Gaither and Drew Moore back to receive for the Salukis. Saluki fans getting on their feet, hoping something will happen here as the Salukis will have their first offensive series here. Kick is away, and the Salukis pick
Moore's
it up.
Moore's going to take it at about the 20.
He gets out to the left side. He's driving hard. He breaks two, three tackles, and finally brought down. After about a 22-yard, 23, we'll say 23-yard pickup there by Drew Moore. Big return there for Moore. Puts him in great field position at about the 43-yard line. See what the Salukis have for the Tigers here in the second half. As we said earlier in halftime, big defensive line for the Tigers.
Yeah, they're as big as the Salukis, not bigger.
Double wing formation. One man in the backfield, Allen under center, sends Moore in motion, hands the ball off to him. He hits the C-gap hard. He's driving with three Tigers on him. Looks like forward progress. Picks up about 6 yards there on the carry. Ball marking him at about the 49-yard line. Going to bring up a second and 4, looks like. So Saluki's going to stick to that run game a little bit here, starting off. Moore really hitting it hard. Looked like he got his rest there at halftime. He's really hitting the
probably got hydrated. Hard. All these players probably got hydrated, hopefully.
Double wing formation again. Allen under center sends a man in motion, hands the ball off to the back. Ball breaks away. Thought it was fumbled, but breaks away there. Picked up maybe a yard. We'll see where they mark it.
And they marked him up at least
got
1 yard on the play.
Looks like no gain. They're going to mark it back at the line of scrimmage again.
So it's third and 4. Yeah.
Had one referee on one side of the field and then the other side.
And of course, he's the one that probably on the far side was probably where it was being marked because he was closer to the.
So third and 4.
First one this time.
One man out to the right. Allen under center. Ball snapped. Hands off to the third man through. Drew Moore. He hits the gap hard and got the first down. Picked up about 6 there, it looks like. Got out to about the 45-yard line. Saluki's pick up first down here in the second half. Drew Moore really hitting those gaps hard, driving his feet, really pushing some of those Tigers back on their heels a little bit, having to carry a couple of them guys. matching up with Drew Moore a little bit size-wise. Sticking to the bone formation. On under center here. One man out to the right. Ball is snapped. Hands it off to the third man through. He hits the B gap. Drives up. Picks up 8 yards there. Slowly but surely moving it.
That was Gaither.
Gaither on the carry.
Got about seven, looks like. Maybe.
About second and three. Ball on the 38-yard line. Saluki's taking their time, running a little clock, trying to put up points on the board here. Down by a couple touchdowns. Tight bone, one man to the left, hands it off to the third man through. Drew Moore caught up in a little bit of traffic, breaks away from that, picks up the first down and more. Picked up about 7 yards, it looks like, out there.
Brought down to number seven, Coy Landrum.
Picked up the first down there. Coy Landrum on the tackle for the Tigers. Moore gets it out to about the 33-yard line.
Yeah.
Tiger territory.
Let's go,
Saluki slowly moving it. Going to bring it in tight bone formation here. Allen back up under center. Snaps the ball. Drops the right pass. Got a man open downfield, yeah, but overthrows him, yeah, a little. Pass intended for Parker Havel,
yeah,
there.
That was high and outside, I think.
Had him open on a flag route, just not a. Didn't air it out,
yeah,
just enough.
Second down and 10 from the 33. So they're in four down territory, I would say, you know.
Early in the game, it looked like Allen was a little more comfortable. Yeah. It kind of set him back into here to the second half. It looks like he's getting a little more shaken up as he's, yeah, getting more and more rush there.
And most
the
of the time, he's gone to Havel. Been the intended receiver most of the time.
Bone formation, one receiver out to the left. Snaps the ball, is going to be a quarterback option. Options out to Moore. Moore gets out here to the sideline, breaks a couple tackles.
Flag. I wonder if you got a face mask. A
couple of flags on the play out there. We'll see what that call is. One over here near the Saluki sideline and one out towards the numbers.
And maybe the same thing, too.
See what the official call is here.
Yes, yes, Paris. Personal foul. Face mask.
Face mask.
He picked up about 7 yards on the play anyway.
Mark it off. Bring up another Saluki first down. Going to get him inside the red zone to about the 12-yard line.
About a 12-yard penalty probably.
First and 10 for Saluki's. 4:53 left to go. Saluki. Big first down here. Tight bone formation. Allen under center. Snaps the ball. Hands off to the third man through. I believe that was Gaither again. Gets stood up there. Maybe a couple yards on the carry. Out to about the 10, so 2 yards. So Gaither on the carry. Picked up about 2 yards. Going to be second and 8. Saluki slowly moving it in, inching towards that first touchdown of the second half. They haven't scored since about 3 minutes.
Opening drive of the first half, quarter. Yeah.
Going to stay with the bone formation. One receiver out here to the left. Allen under center, snaps the ball, hands it off to the third man through. Drew Moore breaks up the left side. He gets to about the 3-yard line, it looks like. Pick up of about 7 on the carry. Going to bring up a 3rd and 1.
About maybe 32 where the marker is over there.
Saluki's inching closely to that line. 3:45 left to go as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 20-6 in favor of the Tigers.
So you kind of look at it this way. They've got you could have 6 plays to get 4 yards.
Saluki's coming
to the
line.
Need a touchdown here.
Bone formation, one man out to the left. Allen under center, ball snap, hands it off to the third man. Drew Moore through, close to the goal line. Went up like it was going to be a touchdown, but looks like they're going to call
maybe
first
down.
Yeah. Very close to that goal line. Looked like they called him. He's
ready
to call
him. He got 3 yards on the play.
So going to be first and goal in inches. Salukis can taste that touchdown. 3:20 left to go here. Haven't scored since two quarters ago now, about around the same time.
Yeah.
Tight bone formation. Saluki, Allen snaps the ball, is going to quarterback keeper. Touchdown, Saluki. Nathan Zorn coming up behind, tried to tackle him before the end zone, but Allen powers through and gets the touchdown. Puts him up, brings him up another touchdown, 20-12. They will go for the two-point conversion here. Wynn picking up a little bit there. So Allen, I believe he's got both touchdowns now.
He does. Both 1 yard runs.
Going to stay with the bone formation here. Allen up under center, one receiver out here to the left. Ball snap, pitches it out to Moore on the left side. He's getting to the sideline.
You got to hit the pylon. That's good.
2-point conversion is good.
That's big because it's a 6-point game. Touchdown would tie the game.
Drew Moore on the 2-point conversion puts him within 6. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 3:07 left to go in the third quarter. Saluki's knocking on the Tigers' door, 20-14. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Dog Nation. The Salukis just scored off a 1 yard run from Drake Allen and then converted on the 2-point conversion by Drew Moore near the corner of the end zone.
Hit the pylon there.
That's the pylon.
So it's Paris 20, Red Hill 14. And that was big because you get that 2-point conversion. You can tie it with a touchdown, and of course, an extra point will put you ahead. But if you're down 20-12, you have to get a conversion.
So Saluki's just knocking on the door. We'll see what Coach Billy Gray will do. Looks like Josh,
I think trying to kick it a little bit deeper this time than what they did.
Josh Henry out there to kick, giving Drew Moore a little bit of a rest, overheating a little bit, getting him hydrated. Back to receive for the Tigers is Caleb Molinex along with Josh Wilmoth. Henry getting those Salukis set, awaiting the official whistle. Saluki fans on their feet cheering on their hometown team.
It's nice to get a defensive turnover here. Fumble, pass interception or something.
Onside kick here as they rush the ball. Nobody's touched yet. Finally, a couple of Tigers fall on the ball.
Yeah. Back at the 36-yard line maybe. Was it kind of an onside kick, but it was
a little bit of motion down there, it looked like.
It was about 37-yard line, so.
No flags there, so. It's like an official timeout out there. Checking on a player. They're going to be a
timeout for water.
So we'll go ahead and take a timeout, too. Best Way Express scoreboard, 3:06 left to go. 20-14 in favor of the Tigers. Timeouts brought to you by Amberall Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30 right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Tonight's game brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, and Amberall Federal Credit Union. It's homecoming here at the Dog Pound, and Salukis are knocking on the door of the Paris Tigers, 20-14. as we come back from an official timeout for water, keeping those kids hydrated. It's a hot day today, Rob.
Yes, it is. They said timeout for water. You got my water here. It's timeout for hot water.
Upwards of about 90 degrees out here. Tigers will take over at about their own 37-yard line. Doubles out to, trips out to the right. Single man out to the left. Landrum in the backfield with Yates. He's going to send him up to the line. Empty backfield. Gates in the shotgun. Motions Mullinex over. Jet sweep. Mullinex comes out to the right side. Running hard to the sideline. Pushed almost out of bounds, it looked like. Finally brought down after he picks up about 5 yards there. Gets out of bounds.
They've got some good speed with those jet sweeps.
Looked like he was almost out of bounds back here at about the line of scrimmage, but stopped just hard enough and came back upfield.
He got about, 6 yards maybe?
Looks like they're going to mark it about 6 yards, yeah. So second and four. Ball on the 43-yard line. Tigers going to switch it up, go trips left, one receiver to the right. Gates in the shotgun with Landrum in the backfield. Landrum to Gates left side. Gates snaps the ball. He's dropping back, looking to pass. Gets out of the pocket. Deep downfield. Caught by number four. Wide open at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Tigers. Pass completed. Number four, Sam Mays. Pressure was on Gates, and he dropped out of the pocket a little. Had a man deep downfield. Moore tried to break it up a little bit, but was unable to. And Mays had a wide open path right into the end zone.
He had about 58 yards.
Moore limping off the field here after that play. So it looks like the Tigers are going to go. Don't see King out there, so it looks like they're going to go for two, try and put him up by two touchdowns.
I think he's out there.
Looks like they got trips left. One receiver to the right. Gates in the shotgun. Landrum to his left. Gates snaps the ball. Drops back. Looking to his left pass. Quick screen pass out to Landrum. Falls right through his hands. Incomplete. Unsuccessful with the two-point conversion as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 2:08 left to go in the third quarter. Tigers lead at 26 to the Salukis 14. You're listening to Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Bill Dobson Ford is hosting a fundraiser on September 15th to raise money for Lena Dunn Elementary School in Washington. To help, just go to Bill Dobson Ford on September 15th and take a test drive. For each qualified test drive, Ford will donate $20 to Lena Dunn School, up to $6,000. Drive one for Lena Dunn Elementary on September 15th at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Tigers just scored on about a
57-yard pass, I guess.
57-yard pass there to Sam Mays.
Drew was almost in position for it, and he kind of went for it, but it got over his head, and Mays were able to catch it and complete the 20 yards into the end zone or whatever it was.
It looked like Moore had the right pursuit to the ball, but was just a couple yards shy of that, and he tried to go up and high point it a little bit, but Mays was able to catch it right in stride and just take off right to the end zone. So another two plays there, and the Tigers are in the end zone. Garrett King getting set for the kick. Back to receive the kick is Dannon Gaither, and Josh Henry, I believe, is what they said. So Henry and Gaither back to receive. King getting set to kick, waiting the official whistle. King on his way, and the kickoff is away. Gaither touches the ball, rolls back to the 15, picks it up. He's going to run it up the left side, breaks a tackle, finally brought down at about the 25, loses his helmet. Gaither with about a 15-yard return.
So Drew Moore's having his ankle wrapped down here on the bench.
That's Henry there, I believe. So I don't know who that was out there that returned it.
Gaither.
It's Gaither. Gaither. So it was Gaither, and I'm not quite sure who else was out there, if Henry's ever here.
I think it was one of the Henrys. Yeah,
one of the Henrys.
I think you said Jared Henry.
So Drew Moore back in there.
No, I think he's on the bench over here.
He's out there now? That's okay. Josh Henry.
Okay, that's Josh Henry there. Because one's number one, the other's number 11. Yeah, I can see the 11 there now.
Jerseys make it hard.
Yes, it does.
Double wing formation. No, it's a different formation, not double wing. Hands it off to the first man through. Gets about six out of the carry. Going to bring up second and four. Number 42 on the carry. That was Johnny Cavins. Going to bring up second and four. So, look, he's showing a little bit different offense there. Got up to the line a little quicker than they usually do. I wasn't able to catch it. See what they got here. Looks like they're going to go back to the bone formation. One receiver out to the left. Three backs in the backfield. Allen under center. Snaps the ball. Hands it off to the third man through. Moore gets the first down. Gets about another six on the carry. First and 10, ball on the 37-yard line.
Slookies have picked up 16 first downs. Paris with just 10, but they've had a couple of big long plays. Not a lot of long drives.
Slowly controlling the clock. 1:05 left to go here in the third quarter. Slookies come to the line in the bone formation. Have a lot to the left side. Allen snaps the ball, hands it to the third man through. Looks like Gaither, maybe. Picked up a couple. Number 34, Voltman. Picked up about three there, so second and seven. Got it out to the 40-yard line. Little yards lead to big first downs. 30 seconds left to go, 15 on the play clock, so about 10 seconds difference. Slookies slowly coming to the ball in the bone formation. One man to the left, Allen under center. Ball snap, pitches it out to Moore. Moore has got a couple blockers out there, but Tigers break through as Moore got about three out of that one. Gets it out to 44-yard line, so got about four.
It's the end of the third quarter, I believe, isn't it?
So as time expires here in the third quarter, Slookies are down by two touchdowns, 26-14 over the Tigers as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. We'll be back after this break right here on The Legend.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce that Jamie Niemerg, certified pediatric nurse practitioner, is seeing patients at the Family Practice Clinic located at 1200 Northeast Street inside SAHF Weber Medical Clinic. Jamie is available to see pediatric patients through age 21. She can care for children who are sick with common illnesses, as well as take care of well checks and physicals. She has a special interest in children with asthma and special needs. To make an appointment with Jamie, call 618-392-2940.
26-14 in favor of the Tigers. Whole another quarter for the Slookies. Anything could happen. Third and a long three here for the Slookies. Ball on their own 44-yard line. Sticking to that bone formation here so far in the second half. Haven't tried to throw the ball yet.
It is a time-consuming offense when you're behind, but if you get a good big play or something, you got a third down and four here.
Double wing formation. Moore's in motion. Snaps the ball. Allen's going to roll out to his right. Passes off. Gets it. Gets his intended receiver. Big pickup. Got about 17 on the pass reception. That was, did you get a number on that?
Henry.
Josh Henry on the reception. Big 17-yard reception there. First and 10 to the 37-yard line in Tiger territory. Saluki's sticking to that double wing formation. So first pass reception here in the second half was completed from the Saluki's. Sends a man in motion and hands the ball off to Moore. Quickly stood up there after getting about 4 yards, about 3 yards on the carry.
Yeah, that pay a pass, but it's going to have some, a couple of guys deep. They drug Volkman out of the backfield for that catch.
Bring up about 2nd and 7 for the Salukis. Ball on the 35-yard line. Looks like they're coming up to the line in the double wing formation. Havel to the right, Ransom to the left. Allen under center. Sends a man in motion. Ball snap. Quarterback option. Options out. Intercepted.
Pitched it to the right to the Paris player.
Coy Landrum wide open at the 20. The 10.
65-yard fumble return.
Tigers. Allen had pressure on, tried to option it off a little late, and Landrum just stepped right in and took it away. Quick score there by the Tigers. Puts it up to 32-14. 10:46 left to go here in the game as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Big upset there. Tigers just walked right through and walked into the end zone.
And Landrum had played it just right as far as who he's going to play the pitch man.
Looks like Coach Claude Felter is going to send his offensive unit out there to try and put two up on the board. Waiting on one more man. Gates is in the shotgun. Trips to the right. Single receiver left. Zorn comes out there to be in the backfield. 5 left on the play clock. Gates snaps the ball, looking to his left. Gets a man open. 2-point conversion is good. So the Tigers go up by 8 more. 34-14 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 10:46 left to go in the game. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Today's game brought to you by KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, and Cunningham Young Funeral Home. Welcome back after the Tigers score on an interception from Coy Landrum as Allen was trying to option it off there to Moore, but he had a rush on and Landrum was just there in the right spot. And
I'm going to call that a fumble recovery of fumbles. Actually, he took the pitch out.
So tried to pitch it out a little bit late, and Landrum was just in the right spot at the right time. Puts him up 34-14.
He was right in the middle of the two, and just like he was supposed to receive that pitch. So it's 34-14 Paris with the 10:46 to go.
Number 10, Jared Henry. Number 20, Benny Stimler.
So Jared Henry back to receive along with number 20. Benny Stimler. Garrett King getting set to kick off for the Tigers. Tigers kicking north to south to the Salukis. King on the way, and the kick is away. Stimler tipped the ball, and it rolls back into the end zone. And
they'll call it a touchback.
Looks like it went out of bounds, maybe.
So it'll come out to the 20.
So Salukis will bring it out to the 20 and first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. 10:40 left to go in the game. Cheerleaders throwing out some footballs here to the fans. One of them almost looked like it came up and hit us.
Yeah. See what kind of an arm some of them have.
Saluki's still waiting to score here in the fourth quarter. Then a couple of good plays here. One good pass reception there. Pickup of 17 yards. And that fumble interception, yeah. Some kind of thing happened. Looks like they're going to come out in the bone formation. One receiver to the right. Allen under center. Ball snapped. He's going to hand it off to the third man through. That's Drew Moore. Tried to break up the middle, but brought down there by number 32, yeah. Josh Wilma.
He's just been about one step from breaking something. That was a defender that came up and stopped him, but picked up five on the play.
Second and five. Ball on the 25-yard line, maybe 26. Saluki's taking a little bit of time off the clock so far, needing to move downfield quick. Down by 20. Come up to the line of scrimmage in the double wing formation. Allen up under center. Puts a man in motion. Snaps the ball, drops back, rolls to his right. Airs it out deep downfield to Drew Moore. He caught it. Comes down. Yep. Oh, he dropped the ball.
Dropped it.
Had the ball in his hands as he came down. Referee calls incomplete. Wilmoth on the pass breakup. Thought he had it when he came down. And
looks like it.
Moore acted like it was a fumble, yeah. And it seemed like it should have been.
And, of course, his back was to us when he rolled over, so we couldn't tell for sure.
So, big heartbreak there as it brings up third and five. Ball on the 26-yard line. Salukis will come to the line of scrimmage in the double wing formation. 9:50 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Allen up under center, sends a man in motion, hands it off to the motion man. Quickly brought down as Henry on the carry. Brought down by Nathan Zorn. So going to loss of about a yard on the play, so bring up about fourth and six.
You have to punt out of here now. Be the first punt.
First punt of the game, I believe.
Yeah, he's a team.
So Drew Moore will be the punt man for the Salukis.
Unless he decides to run it. They've done that a couple times.
Josh Wilmoth back along with Caleb Mullinex to receive. Ball snap. Punt is up and away. Short punt. Stays in Saluki territory. Comes down, rolls around to about the 43-yard line.
About a 19-yard punt.
So Tigers will take over in Saluki territory. Up by 20 here with 9:07 left to go in the game. Heat is getting to some of these kids out there as they're looking around. Some of them a little gassed, it seems like. It's Drew Moore coming up. Staying out there. Looked like he was coming off the field. Doubles to the left, doubles to the right. Gates in the shotgun with Zorn in the backfield with him. Ball is snapped, hands off to Zorn. He's going to run it up the right side. Stiff arms, breaks to the inside. Finally brought down after picking up about 13 on the carry. Gets the first down, brings it out to about the 31-yard line. Tigers quickly moving the ball here late in the fourth quarter. Doubles to the left, single man to the right. Two backs in the backfield with Gates in the shotgun. Gates snaps the ball, hands it off to Zorn Landrum. He's going to break to the left side. One man to beat. He gets to the sideline and runs out of bounds at about the 12-yard line. They're going to mark him.
But you're going to have a holding penalty. I think probably against Paris what was thrown at when he made the cut out here. Yeah, holding.
So big pickup there is going to be brought back. Put him back around the 40-yard line. Officials talk it over with the captains. Mark it off on the spot of the foul. going to bring up second and about 20 yards here. Back at about the 41-yard line. The original line of scrimmage.
It was about the 31. 30, not the 41, so first and 20.
Tigers trip to the right, single receiver to the left. Landrum back in the backfield with Gates in the shotgun. Play clock at 10. Gates snaps the ball, drops back, looking to pass, looking to right, pressure on, airs it out deep downfield. Mullinex down there in a flag thrown. Going to be passing interference. Contender receiver was Mullinex. But passing interference called on the Salukis.
But I don't, it's a 10-yard, 10 or 15-yard penalty, but I don't know that it's an automatic first down.
So we'll see how the referees mark it off here. It's going to go, that was Havel, it looked like, was out there. Penalty on him. So mark it off from the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty, so going to bring up first and five.
First and five.
Ball on the 25-yard line. Looks like an automatic first down.
It shouldn't be. I don't think it was.
Nope. First and five. Doubles to the left, single man to the right. Gates in the backfield. Shotgun hands it off to Landrum. Landrum up the middle. Looks like they're going to give him about 4 yards on the carry. Going to bring up second and one. Ball on the 22-yard line. Tigers going to go trips to the left side. Doubles to the left, one up back. Landrum in the shotgun with Gates. One receiver to the right. Gates taking his time, running time off the play clock. Gets it down to three, snaps the ball, hands it off to Landrum. Landrum breaks left, cuts back right. Finally brought down after picking up about 4 yards there. Gets to the 19, picks up the first down.
First hit in there by number 67, David Brown.
7:26 left to go here in the game. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, Tigers are leading it 34-14 over the Salukis. Same formation, doubles left, single receiver to the right. Zorn now in the backfield with Gates in the shotgun. Running time back down. Trying to waste some clock here. Gates snaps the ball, hands off to Zorn, and quickly brought down in the backfield. Ball was stripped away, but they're going to call him down. I believe that was Cade Benson. See who it was here in a second. Couldn't really see the number there. Looks like number 68.
I think it was Cade
Gagnier. Doubles left, single receiver right. Gates in the shotgun. Zorn in the backfield. Standing there, wasting some time off the clock. Going to probably get it back down to about the 3 yard line, 3 seconds. Second and about 12. Ball snap. Gates drops back. Quick dump pass out there to number 49. Picks up about 10 yards there. Going to be third and two.
That'll be, yeah.
Cooper block on the reception. Picked up 10, so third and two. Ball on the 13-yard line. Tigers taking their time here. Fourth quarter, 5:50 left to go here in the game. Finally get the play in. Looks like they're going to bring it in tight a little bit. One receiver left, one receiver right. Gates snaps the ball, hands it off to Landrum. Landrum up the middle, fumble on the play. Number seven, the ball carrier. Looks like Salukis may have got it. Slicky's ball. They got the fumble recovery. Slicky's get the fumble recovery at about the 9-yard line, it looks like. They'll take over. First and 10. 5.5 left to go here in the game. Down by 20. Anything could happen. Slicky's big turnover there.
First turnover of the game for Paris.
See what Coach Gray is going to do here with 5.5 left to go. Slicky's come to the line. Looks like they're going to go with the double wing formation. Allen's going to be up under center. Allen puts a man in motion. Ball is snapped. Hands it off up the middle, it looks like. Picked up about a yard. Going to bring up 2nd and 9.
Number 34, Gavin Volkman, the ball carrier.
Volkman on the carry. First looked like he got about a yard. So 2nd and 9. Ball on the 10-yard line. So look, he's taking a little bit of time here. Maybe a little too much.
Down 20 or not.
Down by 20 with 5 minutes left to go here in the game. Looks like they're going to stick with the bone formation. As they come to the line, Allen up under center. Ball snap, pitches it back to Moore. Moore tries to break away, but quickly tackled for a loss.
It was Gannon Gaither.
Number 5, Nathan Jordan.
Lost about 3 on the carry. Going to bring up 3rd and about 11, it looks like. Ball on the 8-yard line. Clock a ticking. 4:15 left to go here in the game. Double wing formation. 3rd and long. Allen up under center. Puts a man in motion. Ball snapped and the flag's thrown.
Flag on the play.
Legal procedure.
Legal procedure on the Salukis. Mark off 5 yards. They're going to bring up about 3rd and 16. Ball will be on the 2-yard line.
It'll be half the distance, so it's probably about the 6-yard line. 6 or 7.
Looks like we got about the 6-yard line, so about 3rd and 14 here. 4 minutes left to go. Saluki still taking their time, getting up to the ball. Double wing formation. Allen up under center. Puts a man in motion and another false start. Guy's moving before the ball is snapped. Also a defensive guy. Jumped off, but they're calling it on the Saluki, so mark it back a little bit more.
Illegal procedure against Red Hill.
So they're going to bring up 4th and...
Third
and about long. 17, it looks like. Ball on the 2-yard line. 2 or 3, it looks like.
They marked on the scoreboard the 3, and it's hard to tell here. If the angle were up or not, how high enough to see anything.
3:40 left to go in the game as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Saluki's down by 20, 34-14. Double wing formation. Allen up under center, ball snap, drops back to pass, looking left. Tended receiver there was Drew Moore, but Allen threw it with his Moore's back to him.
He had to get rid of it. It was almost intercepted. So it'll be punting time for the Salukis with 3:27 to go.
So Salukis will punt away to the Tigers. Caleb Mullinex back to receive along with Josh Wilmoth. Drew Moore back to punt in the end zone for the Salukis. Wind blowing towards him, so he's got to get it under that wind a little bit. Punts his away. It's a good punt. Comes down about the 33-yard line. Wilmoth will pick it up. He'll run it up the right sideline. He'll bring it back almost to the 5-yard line, it looks like. Just inside the 5. So about a 30-yard return.
Brought down by 68, Andrew Gagne.
Brought down by Andrew Gagne. So Tigers will take over right about, it looks like, the 5-yard line, maybe just inside.
There's a penalty flag back at about the 10-yard line. So
see what they call here. Waiting official call. Looks like they're marking off, so it's going to be against the Tigers. Not quite sure what happened there. Maybe legal block in the back.
Probably.
So first and 10, ball on the 20-yard line.
Some other secondary players, I think, are in for Paris.
Now quarterback number two, Hunter Newland, in the shotgun, snaps the ball. He's going to quarterback keeper up the middle, grabs him. Slookie's grabbing down, pulling down after he gains about a yard, so it's second and 9. Three minutes left to go here in the game. Tiger ball on the Saluki 19-yard line, second and 9. Tiger's going to go doubles to the left, single receiver, doubles to the right. Newland in the shotgun along with Tristan Goss in the backfield. Running clock down till about 3 seconds. Snaps the ball. Going to hand it off to Goss. Goss runs it up the middle. Picked up about 4 yards on the carry. Going to bring up 3rd and 5. Ball on the 15-yard line.
Number 59, Stephen Adamson.
You got about, 3 yards of the play?
2:15 left to go as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 34-14 in favor of the Tigers. Tigers running out as much clock as possible. 10 seconds left to go on the play clock. Trips left, it looks like. Newland in the shotgun, one receiver to the right. Newland snaps the ball. He's going to fake the handoff. Fumble on the play, picks it up. Tries to run forward, but quickly brought down for about a loss of 1. So Caven's on the tackle there.
Well, so about 2 there, so it's 4th down.
About 4th and 8, it looks like. See what Coach Claude Pelzer wants to do with a minute and a half left to go. Looks like he may call a timeout. He might go for it. 10 seconds left to go on the play clock.
They could even take a knee and turn it over, and they're going to call a timeout.
Looks like he's going to call a timeout as he's coming out. Play clock comes to a close. We'll go ahead and take a timeout with you. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, Tigers are leading at 34-14 with 1:08 left to go in the game. Here's listening to Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football on The Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Welcome back. Where Gates holds the ball, King kicks it as he tries to do the field goal. It comes up short and no good.
Flag.
Flag on the play.
Maybe roughing the kicker.
So we wait official call. Like it's going to be against the Salukis.
Running the kicker, running into the kicker.
Running into the kicker.
So it's a mark it off. It looks like send their offensive unit back out there. We'll see. Still going to be 4th down. Going to bring up 4th and 4 for the Tigers. See what Coach Claude Felter selects to do. Looks like he's going to send his offensive unit back out there. Newland coming back out onto the field.
This is one of those places where if you want to take a knee, you could probably do that too.
But doubles left, doubles right. Newland running a little bit of clock, sends a man in motion, snaps the ball, hands it off to number 3. He's going to run up the right side, picks up the 1st down and a little more.
Number 3, Mason
that was Mason Hutchings
on the carry. Picks up the first down. Just under a minute left to go in the ball game. Tigers get the first and 10. First and goal at about the 9-yard line.
Now we can take a knee. Yeah, sorry.
It's like they're sending the original offense unit back in.
They're going in the take a knee, though.
Looks like they're in the victory formation here. They're going to run it out under 25 seconds, take their knee. Gates under center. It's under 25 seconds left to go in the game. Gates will snap the ball, take a knee, and the Tigers will coast to a victory here, defeating the Salukis. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, Tigers are going to win it with 10 seconds left to go, 34-14. Salukis fall to the Paris Tigers. They will fall to 3-1 on the season. Tigers going on to 4-0. As time expires, we'll be back here in a few minutes to give you end-of-the-game stats and player of the game, along with coach's interview from Coach Billy Gray. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
You heard it right. Citizens National Bank of Albion is one of the fastest growing financial institutions, and for good reason. We make it easier than ever for you to set up a new account. Take advantage of our deposit banking products and secure mobile banking. You can even earn cash back and watch the money grow. And need a loan for a new vehicle, home, business, or farm? Come in and talk to our banking professionals in Albion, Crossville, Mount Airy, Olney, Bridgeport, or Lawrenceville today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights. With all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, where the Salukis sadly fall to the Paris Tigers 34-14. It was a tough game, well hard fought by both teams in this hot weather. Tigers just a little bit better than the Salukis here today. Caleb Mullinex, outstanding athlete out there. He was all over the place, had multiple receptions, had a couple of pass breakups and an interception.
Coy Landrum also running.
And Gates out there, he big quarterback, staying at 6'1", 245. He's solid. He's going to be good for them this whole year, built like a lineman. And hard running, he had a 23-yard run from out of the end zone for a touchdown. And a good team, but Salukis fought hard. They played their hearts out and left it all out there.
They sure did. It's first conference loss since I think middle part of the 2016 season. But they're 3-1. They go to Newton next week, a big game on the road against the Eagles, and then they come back home for a couple of games against Marshall. Oh, no, on the road against the Blue Ridge. So before they come home against Marshall and Lawrenceville. So, but there's 3-1 in the conference, and this team, I think, will be in the playoffs. I think they're going to win 6 or 7. So they'll make it in the playoffs. So whether they get a home game or not, but making the playoffs is what they're looking for. And gets to 1A team. Harris is a 4A school, so.
It was a tough, hard-fought battle. Next week it's going to be pretty another good matchup against Newton. But, Rob, let's go ahead and look at some post-game stats.
Well, okay, first of all, I'll give you the scoring here. We started off with Radio taking the kickoff, moving down the field. Drake Allen scoring on a 1-yard run with 3:48 to go in the first quarter. The run failed for the 2-point conversion. It was 6-0. Just a few seconds later, 43 seconds later, Caleb Mullinax got a 59-yard pass from Caleb Gates, and Garrett King kicked the extra point. It was 7-6. Paris went up 14-6 before the half on a 20-yard pass from Gates to Sam Mays. It was 14-6. 20-6 in the third quarter, Gates on a 23-yard run. That came with 7:54 to go in third. Radio counter at 3:07 to go on a 1-yard run by Allen and a 2-point conversion by Drew Moore, making it 20-14. And then Mays got a 58-yard pass from Gates with 2:08 to go, and then 10:46 to go. Landerman intercepted a Red Hill pitch out for a 65-yard touchdown, went up 34-14. Looking at the yardage in the game, Salukis picked up 167 rushing. Moore had 97, and 240 yards total offense as Billy Gray comes up here. Join us, Coach. Tough ball game, a hot day, and against a good team.
Oh, yeah. It's hot, but it's hot on both sides of the ball. They were the better team today, and Coach Klodfelter's turned that around in a few short years, and they're a great team. Hats off to them today. They won that ball game, and I have no excuses. They just outplayed us.
You had that opening drive for the touchdown, and then they came right back with that a big pass and got ahead, and you're basically playing uphill after that.
Yeah, you know, my goal was to come out and put that long drive together, and the kids did that, and then mental mistake, and we let a kid get over the top of us, and they're a big play team. That's the only way they've scored this year. I have not watched film yet where they've made a drive, put a drive together, and scored. Yeah. So the big play hurt us today, and we had a lot of mental mistakes again, and mental mistakes at crucial points of the ball game. And like I said, those aren't excuses. They outplayed us, but those are the mistakes we've got to get fixed.
Well, then when the third quarter, you had another long drive, scored, got the 2-point conversion, made it 20-14. But then a couple minutes later, about a minute later, they scored on a 58-yard pass, made it 28-14. That didn't seal it, but still it made it a big uphill battle, especially when you're running the ball a lot.
Yeah, you know, I was thrilled to see we completed some passes today, and Drake looked a little more comfortable back there. But like I said, our mistakes are what hurt us the most. And you can't win ball games making those mistakes. We squeaked by the first three with a lot of mistakes, too. And we've either got to figure those out or we're going to take some more on the chin this year.
All right, Drake, 6 of 15 for 73 yards, one interception. But and he just missed a couple there, that one interception that Parker he caught on. He looked like it was going to be intercepted. He kind of stepped in front of the receiver, the defender. And then you had another one. It was almost the same thing, but the defender got it.
Yeah, like I said, it was some things didn't bounce our way. But, you know, I told the kids, it's not you can't win every game. I know it seemed like that for the past year and a half, per se, here. But it doesn't work that way in small school football. So it's really how we respond, or like I said, I like the word recover, how we recover from that. From the mistakes we've made and get better for next week and try to win out the rest of this season.
Well, you are 3-1, so I mean, that's the positive part. You go to Newton, but you go to another team that's good also.
I'm sure they're good, and you know, we're going to watch film on them this evening. Just like I told the kids, we've got to recover from this and get back to work on Monday and start getting better at football again.
We'll see you next week in Newton.
Thanks, Rob.
Rick and Salukis coach Billy Gray, the Salukis fall to the Paris Tigers today by a score of 34-14. First conference loss since, I think it's summertime of 2016. Red Hill won their last three conference games in 16. And they were, I think, at 2-4 that year, but they beat KZ, Lawrenceville, and Flora to finish 5-4 going into the playoffs. And so that was three. Then they won eight last year with 11. They had 14 game winning streak in conference play, but lost to a good team. And you know, pick up the pieces and get ready for Newton.
And like Coach was saying, it's tough to win every game in small town sports. Yeah. But you got to try your hardest and put everything you have into it. And go ahead and pick the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. The one that really stood out to me today, he felt more comfortable. He seemed to settle down a little bit. Drake Allen.
Yeah.
He felt a lot more comfortable throwing the ball. He kept in the pocket a lot longer, it seemed like. Made a few completions out there. Had a couple of touchdowns a couple yards out. Had the two-point conversion. Converted out there to pass. I think he pitched it out the.
Yeah, there was a run base, but it was an option play, I think.
So Allen really stood out to me today, and I think we're going to go with him.
Okay, and then I kept trying to think who would be, say the offensive or defensive player of the game. I really don't know. I'm trying to think about who.
It's tough to call for defense. I mean it's. Hard fought game by all the players. I'm not real sure. I think Austin Phipps, he did pretty good.
Yeah.
He had a couple of sacks in there, and I think we'll go with him.
Okay.
So, Drake Allen and Austin Phipps for the player of the game. And tough loss, but come back next week. Just really hit the field hard, get the little mistakes fixed up, and take Newton head on next Friday.
See what happens. They're in Jasper County.
And that'll do it here for homecoming festivities today, tonight the dance, and we'll see you next week at Newton for Dennis Pullen back at the studio, keeping us on air, twisting the knob, turning the dials. For Rob McKinley, I'm Ryan Seed, saying stay classy, Bridgeport.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Football here on The Legend, WAKO, 99.3 FM, 910 AM. Red Hill Saluki Football brought to you by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraugh Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bogues Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Funeral Homes, Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI-TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Varner Service Center. Your home for Red Hill Saluki sports all season long here on The Legend. 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, a part of DLC Media Broadcasting.
Of our country. This is Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend. The Legend. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. A DLC media station.